This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Officials say the Taliban have seized three more provincial capitals in Afghanistan, putting nine of the nation's 34 in the insurgents' hands amid the U.S. withdrawal from the country. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
The fall of the capitals of Badakhshan and Baghlan provinces to the northeast and Farah province to the west put increasing pressure on the country's central government to stem the tide of the advance. While Kabul itself has not been directly threatened in the advance, the Taliban offensive continues to stretch Afghan security forces, now largely fighting against insurgents on their own. A European Union senior official already has said at least 65% of Afghanistan is held by the insurgents, with the government continuing to lose ground. I'm Zaria Shakli.
The Biden administration says Afghan leaders have what they need to stop the Taliban from taking over the country. At a news conference, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said there is still time for Afghan forces to turn the tide against the Taliban.
No potential outcome has to be inevitable, including the fall of Kabul, which everybody seems to be reporting about. It doesn't have to be that way.
The U.S. military, which plans to complete its withdrawal by the end of this month, has conducted some airstrikes, but largely has avoided involving itself in the ground campaign. Haiti's Health Minister Laurie Adrian said Wednesday that about 16,000 people in Haiti have been vaccinated and that all of the country's 10 departments have received a supply of vaccines. He said the rate of distribution will be determined by how many people decide to get vaccinated in each region, warning that the vaccines would be lost if they're not used in a month. Vaccine hesitancy has caused some Haitians not to take the shots.